Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Notification. Yeah.
It's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hello, everybody. Mark. Todd. Thank you, Iggy T. I was debating on, well, I mean, this is fancy for me. This is casual for most people, and it's, you can see the wrinkles. Man, I had to start using more fabric softener and stuff. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys had a great week. Mine was really, really productive. Are you kidding me? I swear to God. See, I'm so pissed. I really, really am pissed. What's going on? I checked it. All right, I'm back. I know this internet's killing me. Is it any better now? Jesus Christ Almighty! I cannot catch a break. It's why I start the show early. Hold on, let me see here. Give me 1 second. I'm doing everything that I can, and seriously, like, I had a productive week. I made a lot of extra money. I watched another house today. But if you guys do enjoy what I'm doing, I don't want anybody to think like I'm doing this. What up, Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop? I don't want anybody to think that I'm doing this to get rich. No, I'm not. So if you watch or you consume any of the content that I'm putting out Monday through Friday, please just, you know, throw me a little bit. Help me out financially on any of the numerous platforms, because obviously I'm going to have to get better internet, because that is the only thing it is. I know for a fact that it is not the equipment that I'm using. Because I've told you guys a couple of times this week to go just listen to the audio version of this show. It's available on iTunes. It's free. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, 315 Live, TuneIn Radio app. I would love for you to go and listen to it and hear how good the audio is. And I really, really need to sit down and talk with my producer, Vulture, this weekend, because that is the only thing that I can think of that would be causing this issue. Because I have a certain way that I do things. Here, I'll go through it. It might not seem like it's going to be entertaining, but I'll walk you through. Because like on the days that it works and I don't have any problems with the audio, you know what I do? I remember the exact order of how I do things. Not just did I remember to do this? It's in a certain order, like I'm Gary Sinise in that little makeshift capsule trying to get Tom Hanks, Bill Paxton all back. Or, let's not forget about Kevin Bacon. And I'm turning things on in the right order to make sure that I'm not taking too much power like Gary Sinise was doing. And that's exactly how I do it. I come in here, first thing I do is I reset the internet, the modem, and the Wi-Fi. And I actually turn off every single device in this house just so nothing else is taking up the bandwidth. Then I come in here, I set up, I label the show, I do all that, I post it so it goes out. And then I turn the computer off again. I shut it down. Then I turn my board on first. Then I turn on the computer because I was thinking that maybe if I turn the computer on first, it wasn't recognizing the board when I was turning it on. And I do all that. I set up everything. I have a particular order that I got to do stuff. And it just seems like it's not working. So the only thing I can think of, it's got to be the internet. And it's not like I'm paying, white trash prices for the internet service that I'm using now. Oh, also, you know what, Vulture? I got a lot of things. And look, Vulture is the guy that keeps me in check. Vulture is the one that keeps me out of trouble. He's the one that books all the guests. I really do. I talked to Vulture about this today through text. I want to get on, the Asar that I had, the African-American gentleman, the one where his smoke alarm battery. Yeah, I want to get on their show because I got a lot of views. I think it would be funny to have a nerdy-ass white guy on their show. I love Atlanta. I really think that I could fit in on that show. Not that I would stop doing this. I'm whoring myself out to be able to make this thing grow. I would like to get to the point where, like, you find people that are in here right now, the few that are viewing it. I want you guys to be the ones that if I do make it, and this is kind of conflicting of what I said earlier. I'm not trying to do this to get rich, but I would like to get to the point where, like, I just got a lot of people listening. Maybe it's my ego. Maybe it's because I didn't have a lot of friends growing up. And I think people need to hear my voice. Who knows? But I would like for it to get to the point where you guys that are here watching this on a Friday night can call me a sellout because I've gotten too big or something. So this morning, we had some horrible weather here in Florida. And I knew that I had to clean a manufactured home today. And I went there. It was very overcast. It looked like it was going to rain. I called the lady that, because now word's gotten around. Now everybody's got to get me to wash their homes. Because you have to know how to work. You got a baby face. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying that I don't believe what I'm saying to these people. It's just like today, I'll give you an example. I was washing this lady's trailer and she kept apologizing. She kept apologizing because she was like, I wanted to get here and here. And I'm like, listen, you got to stop apologizing. You are paying me to be here. You are the boss. And so now word's getting around. Like I told you, the first home that I did, I ended up getting what I was getting paid, plus I got a tip. And the woman gave me another 20 on top of that and said, this is for your mom for raising such a respectful young man. And I'm like, well, in my head, I was like 42. But I made $140 on that one. I made $120 today. And I got to tell you, you know, I've been working out. By the way, I weighed the lead or the when I in 2020 at the beginning of 2020, after I left Bubba Show, you guys know that I look like complete garbage. I was heavy. And, you know, the pandemic started. I was helping my parents out. I was out in the middle of nowhere. So what else was I going to do besides podcasts and watch what I eat and work out? I don't drink anymore. I got to tell you, if you want to lose weight, just stop drinking. And it's taken me a long time, man. Whew. It really, really has. But I got really, really skinny. The lightest I was in 2020. Wait, Ramiro Gonzalez, are you being serious? Like, hold on, I gotta put that one up there. Because if you're being sarcastic, I find it funny. I love sarcasm. But Ramiro says, what do you wash your face with? Your skin is so soft looking and bright. You know, it's all about moisturizing. The one thing that I can say that I got from my ex-wife, moisturize, and plenty of water. Because my skin did not look like this, and I hope he's not being sarcastic. Now I'm going into, like people really want to hear what my skincare product or routine is. I don't know. Should I wait until Ramiro replies and kind of tells me he's being sarcastic? Because if he's being sarcastic, then I won't go into it. You know what? I'm going to do it anyways. You know what? If I do look like a complete ass, I really don't care. It's very simple. Moisturization. Plenty of water, and don't use these harsh bar soaps. I wash with Dove, just Dove bar soap, and I put on not like really, really strong SPF, but I mean the Florida sun will absolutely destroy your skin. And you know what? That's kind of that's a great segue, because I'm horrible at segues. Well, thank you, Ramiro. But no, back to, before I get into the skin thing, I weighed the least amount that I've weighed in a really, really long time, because I started hitting the weights really hard, and I started putting on a lot of mass, but now I'm starting to lean out a little bit more, and I weighed 177 today. I know you guys probably don't give a fuck what I weighed, but I mean, today doing that trailer or house, look, I've burned 1,347 calories. I've walked over 12 miles. Well, walk and run over 12 miles today. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Mark, I used to be that guy. Everything from the neck up gets washed with Head and Shoulders. But Mark, if I'm being honest with you, I mean, it makes sense. Head and Shoulders. What is Head and Shoulders help you out with? Dry scalp, correct? So what do you think Head and Shoulders is going to do when you wash your face with it? It's moisturizing it. So Mark, you're actually a real, I mean, I'm going to put that back up there again. Everything from the neck up gets washed with Head and Shoulders. And Mark, I mean, I think you're brilliant without, I don't know, maybe you were trying to be brilliant. Well, thank you, Ramiro Gonzalez. Says, Tuttle, I love your entertainment. I was just joking around. Well, thank you. I really do appreciate, I mean, Ramiro, is this the first time that you're checking out the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream? Because, I mean, that you seem like a new name. What, from the Head and Shoulders? I mean, it's good because it's moisturizing your face. But I ended up getting there. I did the trailer, and I wasn't gonna do it. And then I looked, the sun started coming out, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna get it done today in case I want to do something this weekend. So I went and did that. Once again, if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, if you're looking for a good outdoor cleaner, and this is not a paid advertisement, 30 seconds or less outdoor cleaner. There wasn't a lot of spots that I had to actually pull the brush out and actually scrub the house. Because you got to realize here in Florida, once again, I know I talked about this, but if it's in the shade and gets a little bit of sun, you're going to get a lot of mildew. And some of that mildew, I sprayed it. And I even do like little bitty things. Like I try to get attention to detail. And I even scrubbed the concrete pavers. Because the house I did today, She's a smoker. And look, I'm not looking down on it. You know, a lot of people like to look down at smokers like they're lesser of people, but they're really not. We all have our vices and stuff. I've never smoked weed, not nicotine. Ah, Iggy T. Iggy T. Hey, thank you. I really appreciate that. Iggy T is like maybe one of the coolest, kindest people that, you know, I haven't met a lot of Canadians. Iggy is definitely up there. Hannah, I you know what? She actually messaged me on Facebook today. I need to reach out, see what's going on in her life. See if her baby daddy has kicked that cocaine habit. Mark, you are absolutely correct. Isn't a little sun, a little tan healthy? Yes, it is. I mean, you guys all realize, right, why, I mean, that's why I never get racism. You do realize the reason why we have different colors and stuff is because of the sun. If you look at a lot of African American, it's right there where there's a lot of sun. It's just evolution. That is why people are darker near the equator. Now, I mean, you got South America, so that kind of like blows it all out of the water. But if you look at all the pale people, they're in the north. Now, I'm not saying anything. Like, I'm just saying that the reason why there are different races, not racist, races. I mean, if the world all got the same amount of sunlight, we would all just be people. We would not look at skin color and stuff. Look at all the Europeans, the British, all pale as hell. Look at all the people from up north. Iggy, you're from Canada. Do you have any of it? Do you have any tan at all? I know that you guys have tanning salons up in Canada and stuff, but it's kind of a little bit of a fact. But then, you know, people are going to say, well, you know what? I'm just going to back out of this conversation. Mark, exactly. Like, Mark, what state are you from? Mark says this. I'm a pale guy from the Great Lakes. So, yeah, you're definitely in the north. I'm sure you just get more sun, or you get less sun up there. You guys do realize on the equator, you get the most amount of sun. You get the most daylight throughout the day. Oh, Ohio? Yes. No wonder you're pale. Mark says he's from Ohio. But you do realize, okay, and then if you get up, well, see, but then you got Eskimos. You know what? I'm going to have to do it. Well, then you have migration. Maybe the evolution. You know what? The Earth's tilted axis is the reason why we have racism. You know, they say that it was a meteorite or an asteroid that put Earth's tilt on its axis and stuff. So that asteroid or that meteor or whatever created racism. Because if the Earth got the same exact amount of sun, we wouldn't have different races. Iggy T, is she actually answering me? I'm a bit tan, but also on the paler side. I'm Italian, though, but everyone is pretty pale here. Iggy, I mean, you don't have to say, but how does an Italian family end up in Canada? Like, why didn't your ancestors just go to America? Wade Durbin, he writes, you ain't getting vitamin metabolized in skin above the 37th parallel. UVB light, not so strong. I mean, look, I used to own a tanning salon. Wait a minute, hold on. He said the 37th parallel. Wait, I don't want to look it up because I'm afraid that I might bog down my internet. But Wade Durbin, like, where is the 37th parallel? Mark's from Akron. Iggy T, she says, I wonder the same thing, too. Why Canada? Iggy, do you know where your heritage comes from? Like, what part of Italy? Oh, like Vegas to Atlanta. Okay, so you're saying, Wayne Durbin says 37th parallel is like Vegas to Atlanta. So, like, if you're in, like, Texas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, you're getting that good vitamin. You're getting that good vitamin D. You're getting that vitamin D, that natural vitamin D. But I think sometimes Floridians overdose on that vitamin D. I went on my, because I've been doing like a couple walks a day. Iggy T said, yes, my dad was born there. I lived there for a few years as well, but we're about an hour from Rome. Okay. So back to what I was saying, I was going on one of my walks. I walked down to the intercoastal Indian River. I don't know if it's the Indian River up here in Edgewater. But I went on my walk, and I ran into Andy. Andy is a homeless guy. First time I met Andy, I go up to the Chick-fil-A. And see, it's been a slow burn. This is twofold. I used to go up to the Chick-fil-A and listen to the old guys talk. And you guys remember, I used to do the Trailer Park MAGA thing with my dad and his friends. And, you know, well, my dad's not alive anymore, so can't do that. But these old guys, I mean, they're kind of cut from the same cloth. So I used to go up there, listen to the old guys talk. I'm working on letting me record them one morning. I don't think they'll do video. I think it's the best I'm going to be able to do with them is audio. But the first time I met Andy, Andy was walking into Chick-fil-A. He would get a coffee. They offer free newspapers to people that go in there. Thank you, Neil. Man, you know what, Neil? I'll get back to the Andy thing because I think this is very important. Neil, I've been doing really, really well with the loss of my dad. And I really thought that I was going, look, don't get me wrong. It sucks. It really, really sucks not to have my dad around anymore. But my mom gets upset. I got to be careful, like, because I can't bring up old memories because it gets my mom upset. What up, Fish on Jay? But the one thing I will say about my dad was not, he was not afraid. He was not scared of death. He wasn't. He was not in the least scared of death. And if he wasn't, and I know my dad, I mean, Fish on Jay's here. And sometimes I got to talk to my mom and tell my mom, like, it's not that I don't care. It's not that I'm not upset about the whole thing. Of course I am. He meant a lot to me. But I also know that my dad was not scared of death. He was not afraid of it. And I also know that if my dad was all right, he would not want me to be sad. He wouldn't. He would not want me to be sad. He would want me to go on with my life. He would want me to just live life because it is fleeting. I mean, come on. I don't know what you guys believe in. I'm not a religious person. I'm just not. But I also don't look down on people that believe in religion. Do I believe in a higher power? Yeah, I do. But it's not a guy that controls everything. He knows what's going on because if that's the case, I mean, wouldn't that kind of make him a dick? I'm just saying, and I hopefully I didn't offend anybody by saying that, but I'm not on it. But also at the same time, I also love science, and science tells you that if you can't prove that something doesn't exist, you can't say that it doesn't exist. My dad was religious. He believed in God and stuff, and I think maybe that's why he wasn't scared of it. Maybe that's why he was not scared. He was not afraid of death. And if that's the case, I'm all for it. I'm all for people believing it. Because my dad just didn't give a fuck. There were some close calls and stuff, and guess what? He didn't care. And Mark brings up a great point. I live with my dad. He's 83 with dementia. I'm his primary carer, and he's my best friend. Mark, you know, that's another thing. You know, I spent this past weekend with Colton. I hung out with him, and I had this conversation with him. Because whenever I go over to Colton's, like, I get sad, well, like, when it's almost over with. Because, you know, I you know what? I would not trade any of it for anything the past 2.5 years. I got to spend the last year of my dad's life, and I got to spend it with him. And, I mean, could I go to another city and get a radio job? Yes, I could. I could easily do that. And, Mark, I agree with Fish on Jay. Fish on Jay says you're a good man for taking care of your dad. But it is a truth. And, you know, I could move on with my life and get a job, a good radio, because I have what it takes to get hired by another radio station. It's just I've had to stay in this area. I'm an only child. After my mom's gone, I got my Uncle Harold, my dad's brother, but after that, like, I got some relatives, but it's not the same. Only child, and I'm seeing it out to the end. It might come back to bite me in the ass, but I don't want to have any regrets. So that's why I'm sticking around. You know, it does get a little boring. It gets a little lonely. Just hanging out with your mom and then your best friend Colton. And that's about it. But you know what? I really do think I needed this time. I needed this time to work on myself, and I think that's something a lot of people don't do, but they're not afforded the time to be able to do it, and that's self-care. I mean, how many times do we, as human beings, sacrifice our own happiness, our own insanity, our own health for the people we care about? You know, that's one of my, and I don't think it's a good trait. It's also a bad trait. I'm too much of an empath. I know that sounds very hippie-ish coming out of my mouth, but I'm very empathetic. I've always had this way of putting myself in other people's shoes, even though I maybe not play that character on the radio or the content that I'm putting out. But I am, like, I put other people's problems on my shoulder, and back to what I was saying, I think people need to do that. Sometimes people need to burn a time out, work on their self, do stuff for yourself, enjoy life, stop sacrificing your own happiness to make other people happy. Because we do that because we feel like we're not good enough, that these people wouldn't want. And I know that I'm getting all like philosophical and probably sound like a motivational speaker and stuff. I'm speaking from my own experience. You feel like you're not good enough, so you sacrifice your own happiness to make other people feel happy. And it might feel good in the short term, but long term, it's bad for you. See, my numbers are dropping. People want to hear fart jokes and stuff like that. And I don't blame them. Like, I've always wanted to do... you know what, Ramiro? I can't pull it up right now. I actually got to interview Machine Gun Kelly. I was a producer on Spice Boys show on 102.5 The Bone. We used to play this game called What's Wider. And usually I would go out on the streets. I would go down to the place where all the panhandlers or homeless would get on the bus and stuff. I would go down and ask them, and you would like, what's wider? And you would give them like two really white things, like, you know, not wearing white after Labor Day or having a toy dog. And then a caller would call in and they would have to guess what the person was going to say. What was wider? out of the two things. But no, I played it with Machine Gun Kelly. Oh, he was amazing because it was funny because Spice Boy told me to go interview Machine Gun Kelly. He was at the Top 40 radio station, Hot 101.5, and he was kind enough to give me like a couple of minutes to be able to ask him these questions. And I was asking him the what's wider questions, even though he is a white guy, and he loved it. I got to find that pic. I posted it. I don't remember when I posted it, but I'll go back and find that photo and post it on my social media so you guys can see it. If you guys don't follow me, it's very easy to find me on social media. Just search Tuttle. Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E. That's Facebook.com/Tuttle, Twitter.com/Tuttle, Instagram.com/Tuttle. No, but Machine Gun Kelly was really, really cool. I mean, anybody that takes a little bit of time out of their day to be a good sport and get the joke, because I wish I had that audio. There's so much stuff that I've done. You got to remember when I first started radio, we didn't have cell phone cameras and stuff like that. The only reason I got a lot of my stunt stuff from Real Radio is because Bright House, the Monsters did a TV show. And Bright House would come out and they would film the whole, like me and Soul Brother Kevin going out and doing stuff. He really was Iggy T. Iggy T says he seems down to earth. But we would do that show, and that's the only reason. Drunky the Bear, Tom Van, he was ahead of the game. He filmed everything. He had that stunt DVD out. And his wife, Elizabeth Longhair Crystal, would film the stunts and stuff. But we did this one where we did the scooter jousting at the Citrus Bowl. Great video. I broke my arm and had to get a bunch of stitches in the other hand, because we just hit head-to-head with those scooters. PVC pipe busted, cut me up. It was bad. And that was great video, and that was gone, lost, because we had to, film everything on camcorders and stuff. Now, everything's digital. So much easier to keep up with. Everything's backed up to the cloud. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I wish that I had. I wish that we would have videotaped that. We only did audio. Man, so much like golden material has been missing because we weren't ahead of the game. I mean, who knew? I know YouTube was around and stuff, but only if we would have known that everything would have went to streaming. If you look at every single radio station now, every single radio station, every single radio show is now streaming video. And I don't know how I feel about that. Because it wasn't that the mystique about radio. Do you guys remember I know that I'm really, you know what? Fucking Colton, he really made me feel like an old son of a bitch over this past weekend. I was, and technically Colton is right. Colton's like, hey, Pat, you realize you were born in the 70s? And I was like, I know what my birth date is. But when he told me, look, I was born November 24th, 1979. I missed out on the 80s, being an 80s baby. Yeah, 1900s vulture. It is true, though. Colton was like, because one of Colton's friends born in the 80s, by like a frog's hair, just like I was in the 70s. And you know what? I tell Colton this, but he really does not believe me. He busts my balls. He was like, I was born in the 90s. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because I was 79. So technically, I was born in the 70s. I'm still a Gen Xer. And I warned Colton. I was like, keep it up. But I also was, come on, we were all that person. We were all that person when an older person, I am Vulture, you are just turned, I'm just in my 40s. Just turned 40. but I keep telling them because we all did that. Like we looked at old people when they said, oh yeah, just wait. Just wait. And be like, yeah, get out of here, old man. And now I'm doing it. I'm doing what I used to call old. Get out of here, old man. And it is true, though. I had a harder time with 30 than 40. I talked about this, I think, yesterday. But the 20s go by slow. 30s went by really fast. And now I'm just sitting back and waiting to see what type of train wreck the 40s will be. But I mean, look, I mean, Romero said I got a good skincare routine. When I shave, I don't drink anymore. But if I get my mom anything and I've shaved, yeah, I get carded. You know what? Fuck you. Even though I do have some wrinkles. I get them in the forehead, eyes, a little bit. Luckily, I wear glasses. That's why I don't get the anti-glare, because the glare off the glasses actually hides the wrinkles a little bit. But I think I'm doing I think I'm doing quite well. You know what really sucks? Is that you do all this working out, you try to make yourself better. It does no good. And I know that you shouldn't. Mark, you know what? Worst thing about getting older is younger men don't see you as a threat. Guess what? Mark, use that shit to your advantage. Because we've lived more life, Mark. We're willing to go a little bit further. I'm going to put that up on the screen so people can see it. Yeah, Mark said, the worst thing about getting older is young men don't see as a threat. I say, fuck that. Use that as an advantage. You know how many videos I've seen on World Star Hip Hop? Do you guys remember that viral video of that younger dude that was picking on the older man? I forget what they called him. That old man beat that guy to an inch of his life because he underestimated that guy. And when you're older, you got less to live for, especially if you're in your 40s, you're divorced, you don't have kids. Man, yeah, bus guy, JKC, bus guy. Hey, Vulture says you might be the oldest person that watches World Star Hip Hop. Guess what? Great for show prep. Sorry. Plus, I like seeing beautiful black women making their ass clap. Oh, I love it. Man, they will show like teachers that have got that cake. I know that makes me sound, when you're in 40s, you probably shouldn't say teachers that have got that cake. But yeah, don't worry about that. So what if they don't see you as a threat? It gives you the advantage. And you know what, Vulture, I would like to hear your opinion on this. Isn't that an advantage when the younger generation don't see you as a threat? You do, like, they're taking you as a joke, and you can just, like, it's a tactical advantage, in my opinion. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Best strippers were at Cleo's. Oh, JKC. But, yeah. All right, so I know that I got way off basis. Andy, back to Andy. I was talking about Andy. Andy's a homeless guy. He rides around on a three-wheel bicycle, a trike. Very nice guy. He doesn't beg people for money. He's very, very friendly. First time I talked to Andy was at that Chick-fil-A, and Andy was kind of caught off guard because I was being nice and stuff. You know, we all have this stigma when it comes to the homeless, or the stigma that they're lazy, they're alcoholics or drug addicts. I mean, some of that might be right. I've known people that have gotten accosted by homeless people, but I mean, at the same time, they tell us not to paint with a broad brush, right? And Andy, like, I've always loved to sit down, and this is probably from my time doing Man on the Street on the radio, because talking to homeless people was always radio gold. You know what else helped me understand the homeless? What was being in that mental institution. Because like I said, a lot of you guys think that homeless people are just lazy or drug addicts. They don't want to work. Yeah, I mean, it might be. They might be drug addicts. Maybe they're self-medicating because of trauma and their past. Because when I was in that hospital, I noticed a lot of the people were homeless. They maybe had some type of minimal criminal past. And then when you get labeled as being crazy, it's kind of hard to get a job. And I'm not saying that about Andy, but Andy, like, I've always, like, hey, man, he'll never, ever, ever take money from me. You know, so it's not like Andy is taking my money and going and buying alcohol. You know what, Andy, you know what he tells, Andy's favorite thing when I see him, if he's at the gas station, he just wants a orange Gatorade and a Hershey's chocolate bar. And Andy is so happy with that. And I saw Andy today. And you know what, just take a time out. Be kind, be nice, talk to, somebody out there. And I promise you, you're going to hear some interesting stories. You know, a lot of people don't talk to, back to being old. I mean, there's people that are older than me. Do you realize the wealth of knowledge that is around you guys? If you just take the time to talk to somebody that's older than you, you might be able to learn something. Same thing goes with the homeless. Andy's a great guy. Matter of fact, I was telling my mom, we got any leftovers? Because I got a bunch of Tupperware. And I was like, I asked Andy today. I was like, hey, we sometimes have leftovers and stuff. Would you take them? And he was like, hell yeah, I'd take them. So he was like, I'll even clean the Tupperware and bring it back to you so you can give me more. And I want to ask you guys, because Andy's told me some really interesting stories. Andy, the homeless guy, rides around in the three-wheel trike bicycle here in Edgewater. Would it be bad if I was like, hey, Andy, I'll give, because I would be willing, because I think it would be great content. Would it be like offensive if I asked Andy to, if I could interview him, if I gave him $20? Or do you think that would be like something offensive to him? Do you think that would be bad? Because I've told, like, I'm gonna pitch it to him. I was like, look, we'll do the interview. And I've always stuck true to this. If I do an interview and you're uncomfortable with maybe deciding to do an interview with me, I tell people, I was like, look, if it's a recorded interview and you don't like what I ask or you don't like how the interview goes, then I won't play it. Because I think that I am good enough to be able to do an interview that would make it interesting. Yes, yeah, fish on Jay, exactly. No, I got to walk. I need the exercise. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that I'm not going to be disrespectful. I want to find out, like, because I talked to him. He is from Massachusetts. He says he's been down here since 1978, and I know why the homeless come to Florida, because of the great weather. Tennessee Marine. I mean, that's a new one. What up, Tennessee Marine? All right, if you are, well, see, got Tennessee Marine. You know my producer, Tennessee Marine, is a Marine as well, too. You are. Thank you for your service. I don't even know why the hell I just got that big bump. Man, Trippy Cast coming in. What up, Trippy Cast? Here's the deal today. We interview a homeless guy. I mean, I just wanted to get your feedback. Man, for everybody that's in here right now, especially on a Friday night, I love you guys. Dr. Till, Ministry of Dude 07. Hey, dude, Trevs. Ah, man, this is amazing. So I'm going to try to interview Andy this weekend. I'm going to start giving him the leftovers and stuff. Trevs, I mean, that's a new name. What up, Trevs? Thank you for checking it out. Selma, I mean, we got some new people in here. I mean, thank you to everybody. Really, really appreciate it. Wait, where is that story at? Oh, no. Where is that goddamn story? Oh, here. You know, everybody wants to talk about criminals and stuff. Hold on. Well, Dr. Till, Ministry of Dude, hold on. I was going to go play a story here. We are the Legion of Dude, cello. Dr. Till, Ministry of Dude. Thank you, man. I mean, I'm not a religious guy, but I mean, I'm down for the Legion of Dude. Definitely are. Selma, Legion of Dude. Well, I mean, guys, please tell me. Because I'm all down, like, I need to roll with a group here. All right. We are many, we are legion. All right, well, I mean, I'm, okay, I mean, listen. Dude. Eric, no nerds allowed. Okay, I mean, look. I mean, Eric Fitzpatrick, what do I got to do to get in into the Legion of Dude? You know how vampires had familiar? No, that's witches and stuff. Maybe I can just be like your dude boy, and maybe I can. What do I got to do? You want to jump me in? Wait, what's your opinion on wheelchair redheads? Yes. I do love that. I do love that. Do you like the Marlon song by Creed? Dr. D-Ball Money, or I mean, were you trying to throw me off on that one? Big fan of Jim Rome. And I don't remember exactly how the song goes, but I love how Scott Stapp gets the double play. Well, Devil Pup, man. All right, so Legion of Dude. What do I got to do? I'm ready to roll with the Legion of Dude here. Yeah, Eric Fitzpatrick, like, I don't know. I mean, Eric Fitzpatrick, I mean, I do not judge. If that's something you're into, I completely get it. Yes, I am straight. I've done some questionable things throughout my career, Selma. So, I mean, maybe it's up for debate. But yes. Yes, Blood In. Mark says Blood In. Who is your favorite wrestler? Yeah. Definitely Macho. Macho Man cut the greatest promos. Matter of fact, Legion of Dude. One requirement. If you have accidentally dropped your D in the toilet. No, that hasn't happened. Actually, it got the complete opposite of that problem. But the Legion of Dude, I mean, if you guys want to get to know me, we can do an AMA, ask me anything. Fire away. But no, I got that sometimes I don't lay nice, people. And by JKC, yes, I did. I'm not even going to put that one up there. Is Hulk crippled or what? Whenever I first started with Bubba, Hogan was walking around with a back brace. He couldn't even bend over. How many cats do I have? I got one cat. Yeah, I mean, Macho Man. I mean, the greatest promo was all the time when he brought out the creamers and he was like, "Ooh, yeah. The cream rises to the top." Fitzpatrick. I mean, you better get in line. I mean, if you got a guy like Tennessee Marine that's topping, yes. I mean, you got to listen to him. Red Hot. I don't have any hot sauce. I mean, what is Red Hot? I don't drink anymore. So, I mean, if you're talking Red Hot, like as an alcohol, the cat, I don't even know where the cat is. I don't even know, like, if you guys want me, I don't even have a name for the cat, if I'm being honest. Any other questions, Legion of Dude? Like, how are you guys all affiliated with each other, Legion of Dude? All right, so there's something. how many years am I? Well, I live in Florida, Lori, Loki, Larry. I live in Florida, and guess what? The thing about Florida, it's impossible to have basements here because if you dig deeper than 6 feet, you've already hit the water table. So, no. Well, then, you know what? It's a podcast where we raid people. Then, you know what? Listen, LOLs, can I be honest with you? You're welcome to raid me anytime. Matter of fact, I love it. I love it. Mail? I have Miracle Whip. All right. Hold on. I hope this is some Legion of Dude people. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Who's this?
Oh, hi. I'm from actually not a representative of the Ministry of Dude, but I was actually wondering. I'm a drinker. Mm-hmm. I like to drink. I was just curious, like, what is your show about? Because I really can't understand it.
You got to understand, I'm a very complicated person. I have extreme bipolar manic depressive. I'm a bipolar manic depressive. I have ADHD. I'm kind of all over the place. I don't drink anymore. Tried to kill myself. So I just talk about my boring-ass life.
I get it, man. No, that's cool. I was just curious, man.
I mean,
I didn't understand what the show was about.
It's just me just getting on and talking. Like, I haven't even hit any news stories today. Like, I got all types of stuff that I could be talking about. I got on today, and it's just one of those days where, like, I'm just talking, and I don't even know if it's good. Probably sucks. I'm just doing my thing.
Okay. No, I was just wondering, you know, I really like the show, you know, it's you got a format that's good, man.
Why?
You know, but hey, you know what? Keep on, man.
Why?
You're doing good.
I really appreciate it. I mean, how did you hear? I mean, like, are you like a part of the Legion of Dude and all that stuff? Because I do want to learn more about the Legion of Dude. Like, I mean, I'm ready.
We just like to have fun. We're all about like having fun on the
internet. I like this.
We're not trying to.
Just
like to have fun.
You know what I like is I can see you guys are doing it for fun because you guys like have a lot of ribs. You guys are like busting each other's balls in the chat room and stuff. And I got to tell you, I think it's great. I mean, this Dr. Till Ministry of Dude, like, I mean, he's going at some other people. It's like there's almost like some rivalries going on, right? Like, I mean, you guys kind of...
Not rivalries. We're just messing around, man. We're just having fun. It's like on the weekend and we're, you know, having a couple drinks and...
Can I ask how it started?
Dudes.
Can I ask how it started? Like, I mean, because I'm always like...
You'd have to ask Dr. Till, man. He's the guy, man.
Well,
he's the one.
Well, I mean, Dr. Till, like, seriously, I mean, I do not dox anybody. I don't, like, tell anybody, like, phone numbers and stuff. And I would love to talk to Dr. Till because I'm always fascinated how this type of stuff, like, gets started.
Yeah, I mean, hit up Dr. Till, Dr. Till Ministry of Dude or Legion on YouTube.
Okay. You know? All right. Well, I mean,
I'll get back to you.
All right, man. Well, look, I mean, Dr. Till, is it Till? Like, I mean, is he like kind of, I mean, it doesn't seem like you guys have like a ringleader. It's almost like you guys have like a hive mind.
No, we I don't want to, I know if I can curse on your.
No,
thing,
you can.
But
yeah,
we mess around. Okay, well, we fuck around, and we're you know, fucking fun guys. Hey, we do our thing.
Well,
my name's Charlie, by the way. So
wait, whoa. Know. Wait.
Sorry, what?
Is this Charlie Alamo?
No.
It's somebody in the chat room.
No, my name...
Somebody said this sounded just like, you know, like I have a guy on my show that comes on, and his name is Charlie. So, like, it's really, really weird.
No, my name is, if you see me in the chat, my name's Sinister Charlie.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, you know. No, because somebody in the chat room did say, because I have a guest that comes on my show. He's from Montana and like, he's a good friend of mine and his name's Charlie as well too. And you do sound very similar. So I'm not, all right. But anyways, I really appreciate it. Sinister Charlie.
Yeah, man, it's no ill will, man. We just if you can come on, if you ever want to come on, Dr. Tilt, I'm sure you'd love to have.
I would absolutely kill. I would love to do that. So, guys,
I don't have to kill, man.
No, I understand that, but I want to thank you guys. Like, I was about to wrap up my show, then when I saw everybody join, I was like, all right, I got to stay on. Like,
first, we love you, dude.
At first, I thought it might have been somebody like. You know, like, all right, we're gonna screw around, and I know you guys are having a good time and stuff, but I'm kind of glad that I stuck on because this is amazing. I really appreciate you guys doing this.
Yeah, no problem, man. I don't know. You see Till in the chat, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I see him. He said absolutely come on sometime. So he said he was gonna call in. So I really appreciate the phone call, my friend.
All right, yeah, no problem, man. Hey, dude, you're a cool dude, man.
All right, man, have a good one. Bye. I got to tell you, I think that is cool as hell. I mean, Dr. Till, Ministry of Dude, says that he's going to call in. 407-270. Here he is. Hey, is this Dr. Till?
This is not Dr. Till.
Oh,
this
it is?
This is Roots Calhoun.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, let me mute you on the screen.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can kind of hear it in the background. But I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to let you know that you are more than welcome anytime to come on to the Ministry of Dude or the Legion of Dude, because we are all dudes.
I mean, I do like this. I love this concept. I mean, I got to tell you, you guys have made my day. Like, this was perfect end of the week when it comes to the content and stuff that I put out. And I can't thank you guys enough. I maybe it's because I'm such a lonely person. I don't have a lot of friends and stuff. And I really do appreciate this.
Oh, shit. You're a lonely person?
Well, I mean, look, I just got a lot of stuff going on, you know, and I got a lot of responsibilities. I mean, I could be going out. I could be meeting people and stuff. I talked about this at the beginning of the show. So it's just like I got a lot on my plate right now, and this is all that I'm doing.
Well, I want to let you know that you're more than welcome. We will take you into the Legion of Dude, and we will make you a fucking dude.
Well, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate everything.
Hey, man, right the fuck on. I actually called in to make fun of you, but I'm not going to fucking
do
it.
Well, look, hey, if I'm being honest, I've always said this. You know, I worked with some pretty big radio shows and stuff, and I learned from that, and it makes sense. The people that want to make fun of you and the people that want to disagree with you and stuff or bust your balls, they go straight to the front of the line.
Yeah, man, I've worked with a lot of music companies and shit like that, and I know how it goes, and there's no way in hell I'm going to bust your chops, brother. You're all good in my book. Yeah. We rated the wrong asshole.
Wait.
You're welcome in a Legion any fucking time.
No, hey, be honest with me. Like, do you guys do it, like, to get a reaction out of people sometimes? Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Pretty much.
And I didn't. Would you guys have liked it? I mean, we could start over if you guys want to call. Like, we can start over, and then I'll get really pissed off and stuff.
If you want to fuck around, we have other people we can fucking have come and just like completely destroy you.
I'm not one of those dudes,
but there are people that will completely fucking nail you, bro.
I've heard everything. Now, I see, the funny thing is that I'll probably be throwing that out. I'll throw that gauntlet out there, and you guys will probably, like, make me go off the deep end again.
No, we're not. We will not do that. I promise you that.
All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate it, buddy, and hopefully, I can get on the Legion of Dude and with Dr. Till there, and maybe we can make that work.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I hope it happens. I hope to hear from you again.
All right, man. Have a great night. Bye. No, I'm not a lefty. Yeah, the line is open. You know what? The line is open. I'm not taking any more phone calls until Doc calls in. If you call in and you're from the Legion of Dude, I'm not going to take any of the phone calls. No offense. But from what I'm getting, Dr. Till, I hope it is. Is this Dr. Till?
Hi, yes, this is Dr. Till.
Hey, man, how are you? Yes, it is, man.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right, so I got to tell you, this is like one of the greatest things that has happened this week. I know that probably might sound sad, and that's no offense, but I had a question. Like, how do you guys choose, like, who you're going to raid and stuff? Because I'm just curious how you came across mine.
Well, honestly, I just looked up podcasts on live and saw you. I was like, hey, this guy, I was looking through your description. I was like, hey, he's going to be talking about some interesting stuff. Maybe we can, you know, pull some goofy shenanigans in his chat, you know, during a fun story or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we're always expecting when we go in, like, people are going to be very hostile. So when people are very nice like you've been, it's very refreshing.
All right, so I like this because, you know, a lot of these podcasters and stuff, they get completely upset. And the way that I've always looked at it and the content that I put out, if I'm the butt of the joke and it makes people laugh or entertains them, then I did my job. I don't care how I make people laugh.
Yeah, we feel very much the same way, man. We're always taking the piss out of each other. Dude, like the one of the main going jokes in our community is that Roots Calhoun, the guy you just talked to a few minutes ago, is in love with a guy in our chats known as Hobo Chili Recipe. And they're always sending each other love donos.
Hey,
it's quite sweet.
Dr. Till, like, all right, so how did this whole thing get started? Like, I'm just, because I'm always fascinated how a trend or something comes about, but like, how did this whole thing start? Like, how did this grow into something?
Honestly, it started as we've all been fans of these shows that are related to this one show called Revenge of the Sith. And we're just a small part of the community that kind of found each other and through Discord and whatnot became friends. And then we started hanging out in stream yards. And then eventually my dumbass was like, let's turn this into an actual show.
So, Dr. Till, though, like, see, I've been working, and a lot of people that come from radio broadcasting and doing something like this would think that they know everything, and I don't. Like, I would love to pick your, because I love to just sit down and bullshit about putting out online content and stuff, because it is a different type of animal, wouldn't you say?
It's a very, it's a weird landscape sometimes. But, you know, you kind of got to roll with the punches, and a lot of times, like, especially in this community, a lot of it's just based around joke memes, you know? Like, you saw somebody earlier mention Marlins Will Soar in the chat. That's a Scott Stapp song he did for the Marlins
I brought that up. I'm the biggest Jim Rome fan, and Jim Rome used to play that song all the time, and I think Scott Stapp does some, like, double play or something like it, it's like a weird thing, but man, I could definitely get down with you guys if that's the type of stuff that you guys are doing. Can I ask a quick question though? Out of sure. When you guys have done this, who has had the biggest meltdown? Like, has anybody like completely lost their shit?
Usually it's people that do like tarot card readings. Sometimes we'll find, the adult weirdos that are like playing with toys on live stream. We'll get in there and just start talking shit about whatever brand of toy they prefer. And they'll just completely lose their shit. Like, but a lot of it's very like, harmless shit. So like, even after they lose their shit or whatever, or like we got popped earlier. You know what a star seed healer is?
No, what is that?
It's basically a hippie that, like a new age hippie that believes that aliens and crystals are all,
controlling
her bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said in the chat room, and this is a great, compliment. Somebody says, this doesn't sound like Ed Till from Real Radio 104.1 days. Ed Till is a great broadcaster, and you do have the same type of like mannerism, sound voices and stuff. So,
I'm not familiar with him.
He's on Florida Man Radio, but, here in Orlando, but I mean, he was like one of the, most famous broadcasters here in the Orlando area and stuff. But have you guys ever raided any of the mukbang people, like the people that eat stuff on the
on
their streams?
Breland, she used to be like a kids YouTuber. Now she does like mukbang and like trying to be sexy things. We'll get in there and just like tear her apart because she's married to a gay man, so she's like a self-proclaimed beard.
Gotcha.
A lot of weird shit with this lady.
Well, man, like,
we try to only abuse the people that deserve it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you guys like weren't really, I mean, there were some things that were getting ass and I kind of caught on pretty quickly. I couldn't figure out what was going on. I was like, oh, have I been hacked? Why are people like, am I, but then I was like, all right, cool. I'm liking some of these comments and stuff. And now do you do a podcast or like, do you guys do like put out any content and stuff?
Yeah, right now you're actually live on our show Legion of Dudes. I've got a bunker we call the Dude Raid Bunker, and so I've got you all set up to where I got the chat on the side, and I've got you front and center, and then you got all our bubbles down the side.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well,
man, you should come join us sometime. I mean, if you're getting off this soon, you can come join us when you finish your thing. I can slip you a Discord invite.
I will see the thing. See, that's another thing that I have to like talk to you about. Is everybody's telling me to hop on this Discord thing, and like
it's a little janky, but it's the best tool we have so far.
And it's just audio, right? That's it?
No, it's audio and video.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let me. I'm gonna get with my producer, and can you email me a link? Or yeah, my producer tells me that I have it. Can you email me a link and stuff, and I will log off here, and I'll hop on with you guys, okay?
Let's see. I believe your email's down here.
Yeah, it's tuddle@gmail.com. T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com.
You know, honestly, that's not very far from what my IRL email address is. Should be easy to remember. All right, man, I'll send you an email.
All right, man. I'm gonna wrap it up here, but I'll get with you, okay? Thanks, man.
All right, man. Yeah, we're going to be going long. This is the long show. I do like a daytime show. I'm in mountain time, so for me it's noon, but like 2 p.m.
Colorado. I can already tell from, are you in Colorado?
Yep,
yeah. I wasn't trying to label or whatever, but I was like, this guy's a little bit of a stoner.
This community know my first name, so it's like, I'm not very good at being a liar, so like, it's really hard to hide things. Like, damn it, I didn't mean to say that. Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, I could like, never met you, don't even know what you look like, but if you were laughing in a crowd of people, I'd be like, yep. That's him. That's still.
I've been told that was a single less.
All right, man. Well, listen.
Yeah, man. It was good talking to you.
It was good talking to you, and tell everybody I really appreciate it, okay?
Hell yeah, man. And hey, come on my show sometimes. We'll try to pump your subs a little bit if we can.
Hell yeah, man. Listen, I'm down to do whatever I can. And I just let's hook up here. I'll give you a call here in a few on Discord, okay?
All right. Sounds good, man. We'll
All right,
talk
man.
To you soon.
Bye.
You have a good night.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. That's really, really cool. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody, thank you, Willie Cogley. I really appreciate it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys, I want to thank everybody, man. I did not get to one single news story that I was going to talk about. So, man, this is really, really cool. Guys, I'm getting out of here. Talk to you later.